Good morning, and thank you so much for waiting. Welcome to the earnings call for the second quarter of 2021 at Grupo Mateus. So today we'll have Mr. Ilson Mateus, the CEO, José Morgado, the Financial Director, and also Santos Oliveira, the Executive Director, and Marcelo Cobram, the Head of Investor Relations. We would like to let you know that the participants will only be listening to the teleconference during the company's presentation. Then, soon after, we'll begin the question and answer session, where more instructions will be provided. If any of you do require any kind of support during the conference, please do request the support of an operator selecting star zero. We would like to let you know that this teleconference will be conducted in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. This event is also being transmitted simultaneously online through webcast. Before we begin, we would like to clarify that any possible statements or forecasts during this call related to perspectives in the business and the company, forecasts and operational targets and financial goals, are beliefs and assumptions of the board and directors of the Grupo Mateus, as well as information that's currently available to the company. Future statements or considerations are not insurance of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. These refer to future events and thus rely on circumstances that may or not occur. Investors may understand that economic conditions in the industry and other factors operationally may affect the results futurely in the company and may lead to results that differ materially from those listed in such considerations. We would like to now pass on the word to the CEO that will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Ilson, you may continue.
Good morning, everyone. We are here once again for one more presentation of our quarterly earnings. I'm here with Mr. José Morgado, our CFO, and here we have some of the highlights in the second quarter. Growth in our net revenue of 29%, with 3.7 billion in the period. 24% growth in our gross profit versus the second quarter last year. We have 873 million in the period. And here's a highlight. I want to present our store launches. We have 45 stores launched in the past month. From these, 20 stores are in new cities that still didn't have any units in. This proves our capacity to build and the advances that we have a bit above what we had promised. In slide number 5, the growth in the store numbers, we have about 182 stores compared to 137 in the second quarter last year. These are 12 new stores, and here we really have a record, 372,000 meters in sales area currently in the group. And here I bring in some of our store formats. We currently have reached 88 stores for home appliances and electronics, 38 stores in the cash and carry format, and 56 retail stores. And with this amount of stores, we really strengthen our e-commerce because all of these store formats will be a delivery point as well for our B2B and also for our B2C. And here on slide 6, we have the gross revenue growth. And so here you can see our growth in the same store sales of 1.8. It's important to mention also that this growth is really forecasted way above, way below this actually, and we're overcoming our expectations. But we need to remember that our growth also previously was above 24%. So if we were to consider our average now, we have been way above our expectations and maybe even above the market expectations with this growth of 25%. We also consider this to be very good. And if we take a look at our semester growth, it's even better because we've noticed same store sales growth of 6% and with new stores, 30%. And so here I want to bring in the growth in the semester per format and the growth of electronics and home appliances with our, as well as our wholesale operation, which is really in line with our strategy as well, because these are routes that are really being consolidated and generating greater density. We see in the same routes opening up new retail stores and creating greater density in certain routes. And with this, we drop a bit, but then there is a trend to now start off with new regional offices and units with our infantry team opening up new markets with the wholesale operations and starting up new routes. And certainly this will represent in the very near future a growth that's very robust. Here I'm bringing in our model for retail with growth of 39%. So this really proves this greater density in the routes that is extremely important to our business. This format is really where we expect to generate greater margins and bring in more EBITDA to our business here, with cash and carry also having significant growth of 37%. So we consider this to be an excellent result in the past semester. Now on slide 7, we have a summary of what we just mentioned with the growth and CAGR per business model with the same store sales and also new stores, which is a considerable growth. Here it's important to highlight also that our external sales point here, which is really due to the greater density in the routes that we already had existing with many business models. And I also want to highlight that our infantry team is already opening up new areas and markets with our wholesale operations, and just soon we'll have significant growth in this model. And now I want to pass on the word to our financial director, Mr. José Morgado, so that he can speak about our financial highlights. Thank you very much, Matheus. Good morning, everyone. And thank you so much for participating in our earnings call today in the second quarter of 2021. Well, as Matheus just mentioned, our expansion plan has been developing exceptionally, with 45 stores launched in the past 12 months. We are delivering growth of the revenue way above what was expected. On slide 9, we have the analysis of the financial performance in the quarter. We started off with the analysis of the gross profit, which reached 873 million reais in the second quarter of 2021 and 1.7 billion in the accrued amount in the first semester, with a growth of 24 and 28% respectively. The gross margin was 23.2% in the second quarter of 2021. When we compare to the second quarter of 2020, sorry, it was inferior by 0.9 percentage points. This variation happens partially due to the increase in the share of the cash and carry mix in the total revenue of the group. Another important dynamic also that reflects on the occasional effects on the gross margin is the substitution. So the increase in prices in some categories has caused customers to search for brands or products that can substitute that, which affects the margin dynamic depending on the categories that are substituted. As a response to this movement, and really to ensure the value proposition and very unique services level offered in our store, we chose to sustain the competitive advantages and prices in some categories, such as beef and fruits and vegetables, for example. We do not expect, however, that these effects are long-lasting because of the inflation of movements that tend to be affected by the base effect through the new comparison. So we're very diligent and careful, always trying to search for the best strategic arrangements in our operations and our results. And there are many different actions internally, especially related to trade marketing and improvement of the relationship with the industry, which has fruits that we expect to begin noticing soon. So moving on to the adjusted EBITDA of the second quarter of 2021, we would like to report growth of 0.5% for 255 million reais in the semester. The adjusted EBITDA reached 455 million 16.1% higher than the amount reported in the first quarter of 2021. The adjusted EBITDA margin was 6.8%, lower than the 8.8% in the second quarter of 2020, due to the accelerated comparison basis, where in the second quarter of 2020, the company had a growth of 45% revenue and 24% of the same store sales. and the expenses that are non-recurring reached a total of $6.7 million in the period, which are related to some movements for launches in the San Isabel Distribution Center and also hiring new integrants in our executive team to support the growth of our new regional unit. And Mr. Matheus will provide more details on this soon. And so as a result, the net income reached 190 million reais in the quarter with a net margin of 5.1%. And so the net income reached 347 million reais, a significant growth of 17%. And then finally in slide 9, we have a detail of the CapEx as well. So in the second quarter of the year, the investments added up to 270 million reais, with an increase of 122% when compared to the same period in the previous year. So in the year-to-date, we reached 558 million reais, which represents a growth of 132% compared to the total period in the first semester of 2020. This growth is a result of the execution of our expansion plan and for stores, and also the expansion of the infrastructure necessary to support our operation with the construction of the new distribution centers and also the new industries for bread and the distribution centers for cold cuts and fruits and vegetables. Moving on to slide 10, we have the earnings, the consolidated demonstration balance sheet with the main lines in the previous slide. Here we're going to highlight the expenses. So expenses in the quarter grew 42% and reached a total of 650 million reais. So as a percentage of the revenue, they represented 17.5% compared to 16.1% in the second quarter of 2020. In the accrued amount of the year, we had the expenses maintained practically stable, such as the percentage of the net revenue. So the prospect is that the actions related to what I just mentioned, together with the maturity of same-store sales, represent a major expense dilution ramp with the increment of the results as well for the second quarter. Moving on to the next slide, we have a overall vision on the cash position of the company, and we ended the second quarter with a net cash of 1 billion 100 million reais compared to a net debt of 243 million in the second quarter of 2020. This represents a variation that happened due to two factors: the entry of resources with the performance of the IPO in October last year, and the amortization that took place in 2020 of loans, FINAME, and leasing. The ratio between the net debt to EBITDA was less than -1x by the end of the quarter, reinforcing our position to fulfill our expansion plan. And with this slide, we are ending our explanation about the performance financially in the third quarter, and I will pass on the word once again to Matheus. So thank you, Morgado. Now we will continue with the presentation here. And so moving on to the slide 13, we have over 300,000 downloads, 200,000 more than the last quarter. And here you can see our 35-year birthday campaign that's really being structured within our app with many different types of awards and prizes, instant prizing with a prize of a house and other prizes as well, which is generating a lot of visibility in our app and our online world. And this tends to bring in strong growth above average. Here you can see the status of our construction work. And our Santa Isabel Distribution Center with 100% operating. And our expansion in San Luis with 90% under operation. And our pricing industry as well, that's extremely important. And so this is very important for the expansion of our stores. On slide 15 here, I bring in some of our expansion plans. Till the second quarter this year, we had 23 stores launched. And here I have the example of the store in Changhua. We have 3 stores under finishing with 17 stores under structuring, bringing in another 2 stores with licensing and a lot of construction and properties under negotiation as well. So we have 20 stores under construction, and we're in line with our target, which was having 40 stores expected for 2021. So here in this slide, we see the main expansion to all of the Northeast with many different states. So here I also want to bring in slide 17, a bit of our history and the beginning of our company in the state of Balsas, where we spent quite a while with just one store. And then after we created the necessary courage to go on to the city of Imperatriz, we had 400 kilometers distance. It was a big challenge for us. And then we had another 400 kilometers distance to reach the city of Santa Inés. And finally, 250 kilometers to reach the city of San Luis. So that's when we had our strategy for the routes in our business. And this is where we consolidated this with many routes leaving from these big cities. And here on slide 18, I want to once again present our strategy for business. Once we've structured all of the routes in the state of Maranhão, we created the necessary courage, and we started entering the state of Pará, operating with another 250 kilometers, and we reached Marabá with over, and then after we reached Paraupebas, and then we had the necessary courage to move another 550 kilometers and reach the city of Belém. So on this day, we already had a big exercise and shift in our business, because then we started facing major competition. But we were always using the same strategy, as you can see here, with greater routes, creating a critical mass volume. And then at another moment, we also had an important movement for our business, leaving San Luis and Teresina with another 450 kilometers distance. We reached the city of Teresina with strong competition as well, but with our business model, with our cash and carry, with more services, as we've already mentioned many times. And then we moved to Parnaíba, then we operated another 180 kilometers, and we reached the city of Changuá. And now we are in Sobral, launching our second store in the state of Sobral. And this is a very important step so we can enter the capital and also structure new stores. In slide 19, we're already taking on a very important step with some work in the history of our company. So we are following the same strategy and operating for another 530 kilometers to Bahia and then Pernambuco to be able to do the same things we've been doing in the last slide I showed you. Then we're showing you this on the right side with all of the states in the Northeast, where we want to enter with the same kind of policy. And on slide 20, you can see our entry into the Northeast, which will really help us a lot because our revenue is concentrated in four states at the moment. And now we're going to split this so that we can reach 10 states. So this really brings in a major volume for revenue because we're going to reach states that are really big. Now on slide 21, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about our entry in the Northeast and all of these other states as well. So I want to bring in a reference also with Ceará and Rio Grande do Norte. And so we created this internal team that's getting ready to open up this new area. And we also hired Sandra Oliveira, that will be our executive director as well, with a lot of know-how on this of these five states, which really help us with this business strategy. And so with all this increment in the revenue, this will really help us a lot to dilute the logistics costs, technology costs, and all of the other costs. And to end our presentation here on slide 22, I just want to bring in some information, which is a slide we used during our entire IPO. And here I'm just showing you this to demonstrate that we're not changing our strategy in any way. We are actually just anticipating our entry into the states in the Northeast. As you already know, image one is our infantry. It's our cash and carry operation that's already starting this. This team will already start operating now. And as you can see on the next images, it's really the same policy, image two, with the store entries and with the distribution centers and cash and carry operations. And then here, the greater density in the routes as well. And with this, we actually improve our expectations because this was actually supposed to happen last year, but we were able to anticipate this with the hiring of this new team and this new moment that we considered to be very important. We believe this is the moment, and this is why we are reaching it now, and we really believe that we're going to be overcoming what our initial estimates. And so here, as we end the presentation, I want to open up for questions. Thank you. Now we're going to begin the Q&A session. If you have any questions, you can select star 1 on your phone. And at any moment, if your question is answered, please select star 2 to leave the queue. So the questions are going to be answered as they are received. So we would like to ask you to please pick up the phone from the hook when you submit your questions. We have better quality in the sound. Please wait while we collect the questions. So our first question also comes from Mr. Thiago Macruz from Itaú. And great, guys. Good morning. My question, Mr. Ilson, is about part of the marginal growth came from new regions and states. And I want to understand the commercial dynamic. So is there a substantial difference that demands this kind of difference, maybe with a more aggressive posture in regards to pricing and a commercial strategy that's maybe a little different than what the company has conducted throughout the past years? I want to understand this dynamic a bit, if it's possible. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Macruz, and everyone that's listening to me today. We will enter the first area also, which is the Recife region, and also with our infantry team. So we should start off actually before we have the new stores entering. So we've always been working on this in all of the different states, and we're going to increase this infantry as well. And we are already working on opening up new stores. And so about everything we heard about in this conversation, we would imagine maybe that this quarter is going to be especially a little weaker in profitability due, but this should be balanced out through the next quarters. Is that correct? Certainly, Macruz, it makes sense what you're saying, and it's exactly that. We've been following a pace for about 40 stores, and in the last 12 months, over 40 stores actually launched. So this waits a bit initially because we entered these new stores, and we didn't have that many stores maturing. But if you take a look at this retroactive result, we'll have about 120 stores reaching maturity, and then from now on 40 or even a little more, Macruz, because we are now going to be splitting a bit of the store openings in the regions also, and we're going to be adding on maybe some new stores in these new regionals, which maybe will lead to a little more stores, increase a bit more expenses, but we'll bring in a lot more stores to be able to offset this cost management, which is a lot of stores maturing as well. Great. Thank you very much for your answers. Thank you, Macruz. Our next question comes from Daniela from XP Investments. Okay, good morning, Mr. Yoso and team. Congratulations on the results. Thank you for the question. We actually have two questions here. One is a follow-up about the you started talking about this new team, and I want to understand, you also mentioned entering new states, new cities. Could you maybe talk about a specific city or state you're looking at, maybe in the southern part of the Northeast? I want to understand the next steps about these states and also to understand a bit of the dynamics in these regions and the states we're going to be entering. And so, for example, in Ceará, we had that challenge with this process and understanding this could lead to risks in others as well, in other states you may enter. So I want to understand a bit about this expansion front, if you're imagining any kind of adjustments, although it's still heading in the same strategic direction, if you have any adjustments in the footprint and how we should look at this. And my second question is also about a follow-up in the profitability. As you mentioned, the gross margin at the limit, at the baseline, which is also really due to the fact you guys have not transferred a decision of transferring the inflation in the service sector. And this really follows the same mindset of not adjusting this and maintaining costs controlled. And maybe if you could also talk about how you're looking at this dynamic as well and the food inflation as well with this new quarter, which would be really important as well. Thank you so much for the question. All right. So, Daniela, about your initial question here. The strategy is still the same. We will be opening up 3 new regional offices, but the strategy is to start off with our inventory, our wholesalers, and in some stores, maybe in the cash and carry already, which are strategically located and naturally already follow along with the other store formats. So we have been simultaneously working on the same thing that we had presented throughout the years. So now about profitability, it's like what I mentioned in the previous conversation, in the previous question, in this initial moment with the inflation, for example, we had to hold this a bit with our margins for the products that generate this flow inside the store. But this is very occasional because we already seeing this inflation kind of balancing itself out. We think this is very important to make the results in the last quarter as well. But we believe that up ahead, we'll be balancing this out and we will have these stores maturing and really balancing out this margin as well. So another thing that's going to help us a lot, and we'll have a lot of stores also with smaller models in smaller cities that maybe could help offset this. So about the inflation is what we already mentioned. We believe that the inflation will be balancing out now in this next quarter, and that's when our business really starts naturally adjusting. And throughout these 35 years, we've already experienced many moments with high inflation, low inflation, or higher than lower normally. But now we believe we can reach a balancing out in this game overall. Thank you. Excellent. And maybe just one more question here about the dynamic in the sales in July and beginning of August. How are you imagining this? Is this following the same kind of resilience, even with this base that's still a little more difficult because of this trend with more consumption at home and even with the corona voucher limitations, or how is this dynamic? Well, Daniela, we've noticed a bigger trend in the transformational market, although consumption at home in the month of July is a little stronger. We did notice an improvement in this, but we are also having strong expectations because we see some regions that are more touristy growing a lot. We have stores in some of these regions, and this has been important because consumption has been growing. So from then on, we should imagine some kind of a balance, reaching the normal levels again. A lot of states are already providing vaccines and second doses of the vaccines as well. And young people are already getting vaccinated, so people are a lot more excited and more active. We see a lot more people on the streets and so on. Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, Daniela, thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. João Paulo Andrade from Bradesco BBI. Good morning, and thank you for answering my question. I would like to ask you about the wholesalers, if you've considered this expansion in the retail formats, if there's some kind of cannibalization, or and if you guys expanded more in these different formats in the wholesale performance. And also a second question, if you could maybe comment on what kind of answer did you guys have from competition in these states, and how have you guys been adjusting to this? João Paulo, we didn't hear part of your question. If you could maybe repeat it. Sorry. The last question is about competition in the new states you enter and what kind of response you guys can expect from competition and how you guys planning to face this. Thank you. All right, João Paulo. So about your first question, which is the wholesale performance, as I mentioned in the presentation, we have grown not too much in wholesale because we really created more density in the route. So we start creating with the stores, and we bring in a bit of the revenue from the wholesale customers to our retail stores as well. But then you consider the growth in some markets, for example, where we open up a store. And I'm going to give an example. For example, in a small city where we were making about 4 or 5 million, but we made about 6 or even a bit more. So this kind of weighs a bit more on wholesale initially. But well, since we opened a lot of stores, these same routes might even go back to balancing out a bit. But we have an expectation significantly for the new regions that we're opening, which actually will start now in the next 7 to 90 days, and we'll enter action with this new infantry and these new regionals, and then we'll go back to having these more robust growth in wholesale. And in regards to normal competition in the States, this doesn't change much, as João Paulo, because we're going to be opening up all the store formats. As I mentioned, we have some cities where we're going to open up the cash and carries as well, but we're also opening up distribution centers. So we're structuring and starting to really define these routes and balancing out this competition and naturally balancing out our margins. So we haven't noticed much of a difference in the states where we're already present. Great, thank you. Now, I want to remind you all to submit your questions. You may press star one on your phone. Please wait while we collect the next questions. Once again, if you would like to submit any questions, please select star one on your phone. Once again, please wait while we collect the questions. Thank you. I would like to pass on the word to Mr. Ilson for his final remarks. Mr. Ilson, you may continue with your final remarks. Well, I want to thank you all that participated in our call. I want to reinforce this special thanks to all of our internal team with marketing, finances, operations, IR, and we actually currently are here in Sobral launching a new store. We're really happy with our results and with our campaigns that are moving ahead. We had an excellent video made by the marketing team, so we want to congratulate all of our team, and I hope that we can meet soon in the next earnings call. Thank you all, and have a great day. So the earnings call for Grupo Mateus has officially ended. We would like to thank you all for your participation, and you may disconnect now and have a great day.